You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Follow them and people will follow you, by John C. Maxwell. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. Whether you are a follower who is just beginning to discover the impact of leadership, or a natural leader who already has followers, you can become a better leader. As you read about the laws, you may recognize that you already practice some of them very effectively. Other laws may expose weaknesses you didn't know you had. Use your review as a learning experience. No matter where you are in the leadership process, know this: the greater the number of laws you learn, the better leader you will become. Each law is like a tool, ready to be picked up and used to help you achieve your dreams and add value to other people. Pick up even one, and you will become a better leader. Learn them all, and people will gladly follow you. Now, let's open the toolbox together. End quote. That is John C. Maxwell from The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. John Maxwell is one of the world's leading authorities on leadership. He's trained millions, literally, of leaders and has written over 50 books that have sold over 13 million copies. This one alone has sold over 3 million copies. Check out our notes on another one of my favorites, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. As the title of the book suggests, Maxwell walks us through his 21 irrefutable laws of leadership. Sharing personal stories along with biographical sketches of some of history's greatest leaders to bring the wisdom home. Although no one does all 21 laws well, getting better at any or all of them will make us better leaders. I really enjoyed reading this book in preparation for our Leadership 101 class, and I'm excited to share some of my favorite big ideas, so let's jump straight in. Our first big idea, the 21 Laws of Leadership. Each of the 21 laws has its own chapter. Let's start with a super quick look at each of them, and then we'll drill into a few of my favorites. Number one, the law of the lid. There's a lid to your potential. It's determined by your leadership ability. Therefore, expand your leadership capacity and expand your ability to impact the world. Number two, the law of influence. As Maxwell says a number of times throughout the book, the true measure of leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. Number three, the law of process. We can't snap our fingers and become great leaders overnight. Maxwell tells us leadership develops daily, not in a day. We'll talk about this one more in a moment. Number four, the law of navigation. Steering the ship is relatively easy. Leaders chart the course, seeing where they want to go and charting the most effective course to get there. Number five, the law of addition. Leaders serve. They focus on creating value for others. It's not so much what's in it for me, but how can I serve? That's the law of addition. Number six, the law of solid ground. Maxwell tells us that trust is the foundation of leadership. We must stand on the solid ground of solid character, living with integrity, being trustworthy. Number seven, the law of respect. People naturally follow leaders stronger than themselves. We must cultivate our strength if we want people to respect us and be willing to follow our lead. Number eight, the law of intuition. As Emerson says, we must trust ourselves. Every heart vibrates to that iron string. As a mentor of mine once said, trust yourself, always. Number nine, the law of magnetism. Who you are is who you will attract. Want to attract great people? Be great. That's the law of magnetism. Number 10, the law of connection. We must connect with others. Maxwell tells us leaders touch a heart before they ask for a hand. Number 11, the law of inner circle. Our potential as leaders is determined by those closest to us. Who's in your inner circle? Number 12, the law of empowerment. You need to be confident enough to give power to others. Trust yourself and trust your team to crush it. Number 13, the law of the picture. People will do what they see. We need to create a picture of what awesome looks like, which inspires people to follow our lead. Embody your ideals. Number 14, the law of buy-in. So you have a great vision, fantastic and essential, but know this, people buy into you, the leader, before they buy into the vision. Number 15, the law of victory. Victory. Leaders are fiercely committed to winning, period. That relentless pursuit of victory is essential. We'll chat about this more as well. Number 16, the law of Big Mo. Mr. Momentum is a very close friend of effective leaders. We need to create and celebrate little wins, always remembering that progress is uber powerful. Number 17, the law of priorities. It's not enough to be busy. We need to be effective. Leaders take the time to properly line up their dominoes and focus on what's most important. Number 18, the law of sacrifice. The higher you go, the more you need to be willing to give up. Leaders trade off freedom with responsibility. Number 19, the law of timing. As Jim Collins says in Great by Choice, not all moments are created equal. Leaders know when to lean in and seize the moment. Number 20, the law of explosive growth. Maxwell tells us about leaders' math. If you want to multiply your growth, create more leaders, not followers. And finally, number 21, the law of legacy. What do you want people to say at your funeral? Leaders keep this vision firmly in mind and dedicate their lives to its fulfillment. More on this as well. So obviously that was super brief, but before we explore a few in more detail, quick inventory. Your favorites? What strengths do you have? Weaknesses? Next big idea. Leaders are learners. Quote, in a study of 90 leaders from a variety of fields, leadership experts Warren Bennis and Bert Nanus made a discovery about the relationship between growth and leadership. They said it is the capacity to develop and improve their skills that distinguishes leaders from their followers. Successful leaders are learners, and the learning process is ongoing, a result of self-discipline and perseverance. The goal each day must be to get a little better, to build on the previous day's progress. Maxwell continues by saying, the problem is that most people overestimate the importance of events and underestimate the power of process. We want quick fixes. We want the compounding effect that Ann Scheiber received over 50 years, but we want it in 50 minutes. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate events. They can be effective catalysts. But if you want lasting improvement, if you want power, then rely on process. If I need to be inspired to take steps forward, then I'll attend an event. If I want to improve, then I'll engage in a process and stick with it. End quote. That's from the law of process. The goal? Get a little better today, building on yesterday's progress. Note, both aspects are super important. We must strive to get just a little bit better today, 1%. And we need to make sure we secure the gains we've worked so hard to achieve. Of course, in any path to mastery, there will be days when we may slide back a bit, but we want to notice that tendency and do everything in our power to not let old habits sneak back in and reestablish themselves. Remember, leadership is created daily, not in a day. We need to tap into the power of the compound effect. It's those mundane, unsexy little things done every single day that give us this slight edge we're after. So, how's your commitment to process? What's one little thing you can do more of that would have a positive impact in your life? And what's one little thing you'll stop doing that will help you optimize your process? Think about that. And a little PS here, yes, of course, we talk about this all the time. Why? Because leaders are learners. We know we will never be exonerated from all future work or growth, and, stated positively, we're fired up about making life one big plus 1% optimizing game, celebrating the awesome while having fun getting just a little bit better every day. Next big idea, the foundation of leadership, trust. Quote, most high achievers spend time developing their professional skills. They seek to be highly competent. Fewer focus on their character. What are you currently doing to develop your character? I recommend that you focus on three main areas: integrity, authenticity, and discipline. To develop your integrity, make a commitment to yourself to be scrupulously honest. Don't shave the truth, don't tell white lies, and don't fudge numbers. Be truthful even when it hurts. To develop authenticity, be yourself with everyone. Don't play politics, role play, or pretend to be anything you're not. To strengthen your discipline, do the right things every day, regardless of how you feel. End quote. That's from The Law of Solid Ground. If we want to be great leaders, we must stand on solid ground and be worthy of trust. The way to build that trust? Build our character. The way to build our character? Well, first thing to remember is that the word character comes from a Greek word meaning chisel. We need to chisel away at our imperfections to reveal the latent potential within. Thank you, Jim Rohn, for that reminder in Leading an Inspired Life. Check out our notes on the road to character for some more tips on how to go about cultivating our character. For now, let's reflect on these three recommended areas of focus. Number one, integrity. Be scrupulously honest. No tiny or big exaggerations. No white lies. The truth. Period. Number two, authenticity. Be you. No phoniness, no pretending to be someone you're not. This is the very first quote I ever memorized as a 16-year-old. To thine own self be true, Shakespeare tells us, and it must follow, as the day the night, that thou canst not then be false to any man. Number three, discipline. Do what needs to get done whether you feel like it or not. As Eric Greitens advises in Resilience, start with your identity, who you aspire to be, and let that drive your behavior, which will then drive your feelings, rather than letting your feelings drive the show. What must you do today? Let's do it. So, how can you plus 1% in each of those today? Integrity, authenticity, discipline. Remember, trust is the foundation of leadership. Character is the source of trust. Let's chisel. Next big idea, great leaders are visionary and practical. Quote, great leaders always seem to embody two seemingly disparate qualities. They are both highly visionary and highly practical. Their vision enables them to see beyond the immediate. They can envision what's coming and what must be done. Leaders possess an understanding of how mission provides purpose, answering the question, why? Vision provides picture, answering the question, what? Strategy provides a plan, answering the question, how? As author Hans Finzel observed, leaders are paid to be dreamers. The higher you go in leadership, the more your work is about the future. At the same time, leaders are practical enough to know that vision without action achieves nothing. They make themselves responsible for helping their followers take action. End quote. Great leaders are both visionary and practical. They can see the big picture and get people fired up about that while mapping out the super practical path to make that a reality. Now, I've always been pretty good at seeing what was possible and creating an inspiring vision. In the first business I started at 24, nearly 20 years ago now, I could see 1 million youth sports teams using our technology within 5 years. Even though no one was really online yet, and very smart people told me that was insane. I was also reasonably good at executing a strategy to make that vision a reality, but I played too much on the vision side and not enough on the practical side. Although we hit our 1 million target in less than 5 years, we weren't making money in pursuit of that goal and wound up needing to sell the business to a company more focused on revenue. I repeated a similar mistake a couple more times, achieving modest success but not actualizing our potential the way we could have. Dope. Now I'm all about bridging that gap as wisely as possible and, frankly, overcorrecting in the direction of hyper-practicality, ruthlessly focusing on creating a really strong, profitable business such that we have the foundational strength to do all the work we aspire to do in the years and decades ahead, which is so much more fun. Nassim Taleb refers to this type of anti-fragile balance as his barbell strategy, in which we're simultaneously super aggressive and super conservative, visionary and practical. We need to hold the dynamic tension between our ideals and our current reality. How are you doing with that? Do you tend to lean too far one way or the other? Any opportunities for optimization? As you contemplate that, little PS here, in terms of purpose, mission, and strategy, I like to approach it starting with purpose, which leads to mission, which leads to strategy, which drives the next target in domino. My current frame, which I write and review daily, is this. Start with a purpose. So we're going to walk through this. In the little note, I've got some space where you can capture your version of purpose, mission, strategy, and next target. Here's mine. Purpose. We help people optimize. I write this down or review it every single day. Our purpose. We help people optimize. The mission. Change the world. One person at a time. Together. Strategy to do that? Help people optimize via wisdom. Inside out is how we describe it. Plus community. Outside in. Create the greatest collection of wisdom ever, plus the most inspiring community of people ever. The community stuff is coming soon, as I typed this in 2016. We've been focused on nuts and bolts revenue, practicality, before leaning in here. Super excited about it. And then our next target, 10,000 members. The next domino, we're working on. How about you? What's your purpose? How does that inform your mission? And how does that drive your strategy, and what's your next target? It's worth thinking about, writing down, reflecting on, and living. Let's be super visionary and super practical, anti-fragile leaders. Which leads us to our next big idea, leadership law number 15, the law of victory. Quote, have you ever thought about what separates the leaders who achieve victory from those who suffer defeat? What does it take to make a team a winner? It's hard to identify the quality that separates winners from losers. Every leadership situation is different. Every crisis has its own challenges. But I think that victorious leaders have one thing in common. They share an unwillingness to accept defeat. The alternative to winning is totally unacceptable to them. As a result, they figure out what must be done to achieve victory. End quote. The law of victory. Reminds me of our recent note on Nike creator Phil Knight's memoir, Shoe Dog. Recall that Nike is named after the goddess of victory, which is incredibly cool. Knight says this, quote, so that morning in 1962, I told myself, let everyone else call your idea crazy, just keep going. Don't stop. Don't even think about stopping until you get there. And don't give much thought to where there is. Whatever comes, just don't stop. That's the precocious, prescient, urgent advice I managed to give myself out of the blue and somehow managed to take. Half a century later, I believe it's the best advice, maybe the only advice, any of us should ever give. End quote. Victory, don't stop. I'm reminded again of my mentor, the former CEO of Adidas, who replaced me as the CEO of the first business I started, right when the market crashed in 2000. Rather than going out to raise the next $10 million to $20 million, we found ourselves in a very challenging spot, burning $500,000 per month with investors no longer interested in financing our type of startup. It was almost 20 years ago now, but I can vividly remember him telling me during very challenging times, it's not how you start something, it's how you finish it. With his leadership inspiring me and the team, we finished strong, making some tough decisions, bringing in an investment bank and selling to one of our two competitors, keeping the business alive and ultimately giving all of our stakeholders a great return. Of course, there are times to pivot and even quit a certain path when it no longer makes sense. But as leaders, we need to remember the law of victory as we go from plan A all the way through the alphabet to bring our vision to life and do what we're here to do. This wisdom from Maxwell is worth pondering. Quote, what is your level of expectation when it comes to succeeding for your organization? How dedicated are you to winning your game? Are you going to have the law of victory in your corner as you fight? Or when times are difficult, are you going to throw in the towel? Your answer to that question may determine whether you succeed or fail as a leader, and whether your team wins or loses. End quote. Here's to victory. Next and final big idea, what do you want people to say at your funeral? Quote, what do you want people to say at your funeral? That may seem like an odd question, but it may be the most important thing you can ask yourself as a leader. Most people never consider it, and that's not good, because if they don't, their lives and leadership can take a direction different from that of their greatest potential impact. If you want your leadership to really have meaning, you need to take into account the law of legacy, end quote. This is the 21st and final law, the law of legacy. What do you want people to say at your funeral? Seriously, what do you hope they will say? Are you clear on that? And are you living with integrity to that vision? Maxwell tells us leaders are. Another way to get some clarity on our legacy is to tap into Claire Booth Luce's wisdom that a great leader is one sentence. See the notes on Drive for more on this. Maxwell's sentence, I want to add value to leaders who will multiply value to others. Mine, I want to help people optimize their lives so we can change the world together. What's your sentence? Here's to dedicating our lives to serving profoundly, leading wisely, and leaving a legacy. That is a super quick look at the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, I think you'll enjoy the book. Learn more about John Maxwell at johnmaxwell.com. If you enjoyed this, I think you'll also enjoy the notes on his other book that we covered, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, along with On Becoming a Leader, The Road to Character, The Power of Ideals, Wooden, Iconoclast, The Compound Effect, The Slight Edge, and Drive, all of which are linked in the note. And now for some great quotes. Maxwell tells us, the higher you want to climb, the more you need leadership. The greater the impact you want to make, the greater your influence needs to be. He tells us leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. If I need to be inspired to take steps forward, then I'll attend an event. If I want to improve, then I'll engage in a process and stick with it. Leaders cannot lose trust and continue to influence others. Trust is the foundation of leadership. General Norman Schwarzkopf tells us, leadership is a potent combination of strategy and character. But if you must be without one, be without strategy. Eleanor Roosevelt tells us, life is like a parachute jump. You've got to get it right the first time. Winston Churchill tells us, you ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Maxwell tells us, leaders who practice the law of victory have no plan B. That is why they keep fighting. And finally, back to Churchill, who tells us, there comes a certain moment in everyone's life, a moment for which that person was born. That special opportunity, when he seizes it, will fulfill his mission, a mission for which he is uniquely qualified. In that moment, he finds greatness. It is his finest hour. Here's to finding and seizing that moment as we embrace the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership. What was your favorite big idea? In this note, think about that. And as always, most importantly, think about how you're going to make it a more integrated part of your life starting today. Get on that. Have another awesome day. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to brianjohnson.me to download more.